Authority. Let's meet today's contestants. A culinary director from Westwood, New Jersey, Dave Vine. A senior communications specialist from St. Paul, Minnesota, Sam Benchu. And our returning champion, a playwright from Louisville, Kentucky, Steve Moles, whose two-day cash winnings total $54,002. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thanks, everyone. Two great games in a row so far this week. We're looking for a three-peat. Dave, Sam, and Steve, don't disappoint. Here we go. Good luck. What are the categories today, please? College towns. That sounds like fun. Next, sports talk. Yeah. A historical rhetorical, followed by IO9, nine-letter words that have the letters IO in them, followed by advertising, and finally, Cuba Libro. Steve, start.
Historical rhetorical for two.
European explorers, is it worth your toes and maybe your lives to go 500 miles north of the Arctic Circle to find this path to the Pacific? Sam.
What is the Northwest Passage?
Yes.
Sports talk for two, please.
It's not to eat, it's to use in the on-deck circle. Dave.
What is it, donut?
Yep.
Sports talk four.
Lepidopterans excel at this third stroke in the medley relay. And that would be the butterfly stroke. Dave, go.
Sports for 600, please.
A tennis player who serves and scores the first point after deuce has this edge. Steve.
What is advantage?
Advantage, add in.
Sports for eight.
Boxers bob and this to avoid getting punched in the face. Sam.
What is weave?
Right.
College towns for two.
It's the LV in UNLV. Dave.
What is Las Vegas?
Correct.
College towns four.
This city that's home to the oldest University of California campus often ranks as the most liberal city in America. Steve.
What is Berkeley?
Good.
A sports talk for 1,000.
It's sports talk for a scheme in which players defend an area of the court, not a particular opponent. Steve.
What is zone?
Zone defense, yeah.
College towns for six.
This city that's home to Brigham Young University was originally known as Fort Utah. Steve?
What is Salt Lake City?
Nope. Sam or Dave? What is Provo? Back to you, Steve.
College towns for eight.
Answer there. Daily double. All right.
True daily double.
Okay. Ulysses would fit right in this city at the south end of Cayuga Lake.
What is Athens?
No, what is Ithaca? Ithaca, the home of Cornell. You're at zero. Go again.
Historical rhetorical for four.
Hey, you not-so-law-abiding 1920s guy. Think the feds will indict you on 22 counts of tax evasion? You should. Steve.
It was Capone.
Right.
Historical for six.
Visigoth princes of Spain, are you sure it's a good idea to invite these people to help you take power? You know they have their own agenda. Sam.
Were the Moors?
Yeah.
Historical rhetorical for eight.
The foundation's kind of shaky. Is a 180-foot tower in this Italian city a good idea? Heck, it's 1173. We have the technology. Sam?
What is Pisa?
Pisa, yeah.
IO9 for two, please.
Cat killer or NASA rover? What is Curiosity? Curiosity killed the cat? Sam?
IO9 for four.
To be verklempt is to be considered very this. To be very emotional. Emotional. We'll take a break. One of the big problems affecting America these days is homelessness. And Dave Vine from Westwood, New Jersey, is fighting that in a significant way. Tell us.
I work for a large nonprofit in northern New Jersey that serves almost 500,000 meals a year, all for free to the community. Anyone can come in, no questions asked, no ID needed, and we're there to serve the community.
Good for you. Good for you. Sam Benchoff from St. Paul, Minnesota, senior communications specialist who, when he was in kindergarten, went everywhere to try to communicate in a different kind of way because you had, what, a fake snake around your neck?
A plastic toy snake, that's right. I carried it with me everywhere I went, to school, home.
What was this, a conversation opener or something?
You know, I think I must have known that eventually I'd need a good opener on Jeopardy, so here we are.
Okay, good for you. Steve Moles is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. When he and his wife watch Jeopardy, and like most contestants on the program, they are fans of the show, you do it. You picked up something that I do.
We play a game that we call the Triple Crown of Jeopardy, in honor of the horse racing. You have a habit of saying in the interviews, good for you. And if you say good for you to all three contestants in a show, we celebrate the Triple Crown.
Good for you. All right, Sam. You're in command. Go ahead. Make a selection as
Let's
we continue.
Advertising for 200, please.
In the 1960s, Jeffrey the Giraffe became the mascot and spokes animal for this store. Dave.
What is Toys R Us?
Right.
Advertising for four, please.
With the introduction of the Model T and more people hitting the road, outdoor advertising on these became more popular. Steve.
What are billboards?
Good.
Advertising for six.
A portmanteau word. This type of paid programming is a TV ad that typically lasts 15 to 30 minutes. Dave.
What is it, infomercial?
Right.
Advertising for eight, please.
The icon for this product has been around for over 100 years, but she doesn't look a day over eight. Steve?
What is Morton Salt?
Yep.
Advertising for 1,000.
In a 2019 Super Bowl ad, Sarah Jessica Parker's and Jeff Bridges' characters forego their usual drinks for this fancy Belgian beer. Steve?
What is Stella Artois?
Good.
College Towns for 1,000.
The main campus for the University of Arkansas is located in this city, nicknamed the Athens of the Ozarks. Dave.
What is Little Rock?
No. Steve or Sam? What is Fayetteville? Back to you, Steve.
Historical, rhetorical for 1,000.
Yo, France, between 1930 and 40, will it be worth it to spend billions of francs on this line of defense? It will not. Steve?
What is the Maginot Line?
You got it.
IO9 for 6.
In sushi-dom, California rolls often include fish called this type of crab. Dave.
What is imitation?
Yes.
Cuba Libre, 200, please.
The Gulf Stream runs close to Cuba, and in this Hemingway novel, Santiago fishes in it. Sam.
What is the old man in the sea?
Right.
Cuba Libre, 4, excuse me.
In a Graham Greene novel, James Wormold is recruited by British Secret Service to be our man in this city. Steve.
What is Havana?
Yes.
IO9 for 8.
A permit to drive a taxi. One in a big city has sold for as much as $1.3 million. Dave.
What is a medallion?
Correct.
IO9 1000.
Referring to a standard of judgment, this word comes before an important collection of classic movies. Steve.
What is Criterion?
That's it.
Cuba Libre for 600.
Reynaldo Arenas' memoir, Before Night Falls, recounts his attempts to flee communist Cuba, even swimming to this U.S. naval station. Steve?
What is Guantanamo Bay?
Right.
800, please.
Oscar Iuelos wrote a novel about the title Kings of This Cuban Ballroom Dance. Steve?
What is Mambo?
Mambo, right. Now the last clue. Joe falls for a Cuban revolutionary in Live by Night by this Shutter Island author, who normally does Massachusetts. And the author is Dennis Lehane. Okay, Dave, you're going first to start us in Double Jeopardy when we come back following this break. As you might expect, the two-time champion got off to a good start. Steve is leading. Dave, though, picks first from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Animals and their food. Oh, geographic terms. Under the what? American thinkers, borrowed from other languages, and finally, sounds spacey. Dave.
Let's try animals and their food, 400.
Two species of this blood-drinking bat, the white-winged and hairy-legged, feed primarily on birds. Dave.
Was it a vampire bat?
Yeah.
Animals for 800?
Here's Jimmy.
Flamingos, which can live 20 to 30 years in the wild, and even longer in captivity, get their pinkish color from the food they eat, like shrimp and plankton. And at the zoo, nutritionally complete pellets that all contain a red-orange pigment similar to this one found in squash and sweet potatoes.
And that would be beta carotene. Back to you, Dave.
Let's try under the 400.
Stephen King novel in which Chester's Mill, Maine, is sealed off from the rest of the world. Steve.
What is Under the Dome?
You are right.
Under the for 8.
Anthony Kiedis wrote this song about the loneliness of heroin addiction. Steve.
What is Under the Bridge?
Right.
Under the for 12.
Prince's acting oeuvre includes Purple Rain, Graffiti Bridge, and this 1986 film. Dave.
What is Under the Cherry Moon?
You got it.
Under the 600. 1600.
A writer impulsively buys an Italian villa in this book, later a Diane Lane film. Sam.
What is Under the Tuscan Sun?
Good.
Geographic terms, 400, please.
Anatomical term for the place where a river empties into the sea. Sam.
What is a delta?
No.
Dave.
What is a mouth?
Mouth, anatomical.
Geographic, 800.
It can be a line of mountain ridges or a grazing land for animals. Dave.
What is a pasture?
No. Sam or Steve? What is a range? Dave, go again.
American thinkers, 400.
Phineas Quimby, who influenced Mary Baker Eddy, is best known for his theory that this type of problem is all in the mind. What is illness? It's all up here. Dave, go.
Borrowed from other languages, 4.
A stranded German motorist might say, Mein Auto ist this, a word we use in English for anything busted. Dave.
What is kaputt?
Kaputt, yeah.
Borrowed from other languages, 800.
A form of self-defense primarily without weapons, karate is Japanese for empty these. Steve.
What are hands?
Yes.
Under the for 2000?
Malcolm Lowry's Mexico set masterpiece. And that is called Under the Volcano. Steve.
American Thinkers for 2000.
Instead of Christmas, the family in the movie Captain Fantastic observes the birthday of this linguist and left-wing social critic. Steve.
It was Bertrand Russell?
No. Dave.
It was Noam Chomsky?
You got him.
American Thinkers, 1600.
William James popularized this ism that judges ideas by their usefulness, now a synonym for practicality. Dave.
What's pragmatism?
Correct.
American Thinkers, 12.
Philosopher Martha Nussbaum is a neo-this ancient Greek stiff upper lip type, but Martha allows for more emotion. Dave.
What is classicist?
No. Steve.
What is stoic?
Stoic, right.
American Thinkers for 8.
Answer. Daily double. Well, a mistake by Dave may help Steve.
4,000.
Okay. Jonathan Edwards thought sin was restrained by God. Otherwise, the soul would be a furnace of these two things.
What is fire and brimstone?
You picked the right two. That takes you up to 11,600. Go again.
Borrowed from other languages for 12.
A cappella means in the style of the chapel in Italian. But it means this to us. Steve.
What is without musical accompaniment?
Right.
Borrowed for 16.
Literally French for blow of mercy, it's any finishing stroke, especially to end suffering. Steve.
What is coup de grâce?
Yes.
Borrowed for 2000.
From Yiddish for juicy, this end of the alphabet word means pleasingly plump or buxom. Dave.
What is zuftig?
Zuftig, yes.
Geographic terms, 12.
Answer. Daily double.
2600, please.
Okay. A Montana city nicknamed the richest hill on earth, or a term for an isolated hill.
What is Butte?
Butte is right.
Animals for 12.
Birds called kites include one that doesn't fly very fast. It doesn't need to, as it eats only one species of this gastropod. Steve.
What is a snail?
A snail. Don't have to fly fast to catch one of those.
Animals for 16.
All right, here's Sarah with the clue.
Drone technology has allowed for amazing footage from Monterey Bay showing a blue whale gulping a bountiful feast of this, its favorite food.
Dave.
What is krill?
Krill, right.
Animals, too.
This Australian sea cow, similar to the manatee, has ivory tusks to dig up the seagrasses that make up its diet. And that would be the dugong. Dave, back to you.
Sound spacey, 400.
In a 1931 cartoon, this Disney dog said, kiss me, but has been a canine of very, very few words since. Dave.
Was Pluto?
Pluto, yeah.
Spacey, 800.
In addition to Three Musketeers bars, this corporation also owns brands like Uncle Ben's and Whiskas. Sam?
What is Mars?
Yes.
Spacey for 1200, please.
A song by Train begins, "Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of this in her hair." Steve?
What is Jupiter?
You would.
Spacey for 16.
Part of the name of a Canadian province, it's a type of lox. Dave?
What is Nova?
Good.
Spacey 2.
In Greek mythology, this daughter of Cassiopeia was chained to a rock as a sacrifice. And her name is Andromeda. We have two clues left, Dave.
Geographic 16.
Though far from the Sahara, the lakeshore at the national park called Indiana These Features has some 200 footers. Sam.
What are dunes?
Dunes, yes. And now the last clue. 1 million people in Los Angeles County live in this type of area, part of no municipality. Dave.
What is unincorporated?
Yes. And with that, you are now $1,000 off the lead, making it difficult for Steve. Sam, still very much alive, though. Let's take a look at Final Jeopardy players. World capitals. That sounds like a good category. You'll see when we reveal the clue.
Today's clue for you brought to you by Midway. The new film Midway centers on the battle between the American fleet and the Imperial Navy, marking a turning point in this war. The correct response? What is World War II?
The Japanese are planning something bigger.
So what's the target?
We believe it's Midway.
Brought to you by Midway, in theaters November 8th.
Severe storm set to impact Halloween plans. I'm breaking down your trick-or-treat forecast and when you won't want to be caught outside.
Ambushed and shot four times at his own front door. The shocking split-second decision, he says, saved his life.
This term for a witch's liquid concoction to make potions comes from ancient words meaning boil, bubble, and burn. What is a brew? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
World capitals, a good subject for final. Gentlemen, here's your clue. In 1865, this city, named for an early 19th century British hero, became a British colonial capital. 30 seconds, good luck. The city had a choice. They could have selected Nelson, but they didn't. They passed on him. We'll start with you, Sam. You had 6,200. You wrote down your response quickly, and it's the correct one. Wellington, yes. And you will add 4,000, taking you up to 10,200. Dave kind of gave this a little too much thought, I thought. Let's see why. He came up with Georgetown. Incorrect. It'll cost him how much? $15,797, leaving him with $3 and taking us to Steve, our champion. Enigmatic smile. Wellington is what we're looking for. Wellington is what we find. You'll remain champion with how much money? Oh boy, $14,801 more, $31,601 and a 3-day total now. Very impressive. $85,603. Way to go. Enjoy the day. Come back and play again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.